Blog Talk Radio.
I touch It's going to be more than that, because more people are still coming. Everyone is welcome from all over the world. You are all welcome. God bless you all from Canada, from England, Australia, from America, from Africa, from Europe, from India, from Pakistan, from everywhere. God bless you all for coming. Today I'm led to share with us moving forward. Moving forward, this month of March is a special month, and we label it the month of marching forward. Of course, we have always marched forward. Of course, we are marching forward. Of course, we are still marching forward. But God works. God works your faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. That was mentioned 5 times in the scripture. As you believe, so shall it be. You know. So God works your faith. And you see the text we have written there, Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. You know the story of Israelites. How they were in Egyptian captivity for 430 years, and God liberated them through Moses, and they were on their way to the land of promise. When they came across the Red Sea was in front of them. By their right hand, the mountain they could not climb. By their left hand, the mountain they could not climb. And then behind them was Pharaoh and his army, pursuing them, trying to kill and destroy the people of God. And God was watching everything that was going on, crying unto Moses to deliver them from Pharaoh. And Moses had to cry unto God for the deliverance. And God said, Moses, you don't have to worry about this. Tell the people to move forward. That was the first instruction. The first instruction was not for Moses to stretch the rod. The first is, now I want you to follow very carefully, because we are going somewhere. We are going somewhere right now. The Red Sea was still there. The Red Sea has not opened yet. The mountains were still on their left-hand side, and the mountains were still on their right-hand side. And then behind them was Pharaoh and his army. And when Moses was talking to God, God said, tell the people to move forward. Mind you, the Red Sea was still there. The Red Sea was still there when God said, Moses, tell all these people to move forward. Are we not going to remove the Red Sea first before we move forward? No. God's ways are not your ways. God's methods are not your methods. See? God reasons differently. God acts differently. He's doing his own thing. You're not going to teach him what to do. You're not going to tell him what to do. Somebody must have asked me a question. Moses, are you all right? You are telling us to move forward. You said God said we should move forward. But the Red Sea there, the Red Sea is not out of the way yet. The Red Sea is still there, and they are telling us to march forward. Because marching forward means marching towards the Red Sea. Meanwhile, there are no boats to cross. There's no canoe. There's no boat. There's no ship around. But we are now moving towards the Red Sea. Let me tell you this. God is not going to do anything your own way. He is going to do his thing his own way. Don't ask him, because you are just a human being. You don't know anything. What do you know? The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All you have to do is to follow. Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All you have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All you have to do is to not ask him, where is the compass? Where is the navigator? Where is the, the cell phone, put the app, and then go to navigator through the wilderness. Not ask. God said, move forward. So forward is your front, so move. God told Abraham, come out of these people and I will show you where to go. Abraham really asked one question. God said, come out from among and then I will show you the next thing. You must take the first instruction. You must take the first step before the second step will come. So God said, move forward. If you stay on that spot, God is going to leave you behind. The cloud of glory is moving. Let's move with the cloud. That cloud of glory moving. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. That cloud of glory is moving. Let us move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. That cloud of glory is moving. I will move with the cloud. I'll move with the cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. Let us move with the cloud. There was the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. When the pillars move, they move with the pillar, the cloud of glory, the presence of God, the angel is in front. And the people have to follow. The pillar of fire by night and then the pillar of cloud by day. God said, you people move. And so we got to move. If you remain there, God will just move. And those who move with him, we just move with him. If you want to remain on that spot, no problem. You can remain there. But God has moved. And those who move on with him, they have already moved on. God is in spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Say the earth was without form and void, and then the Spirit of God moved on the first measure of light. And there was light. When they obeyed his first instruction, the second instruction that came. Now Moses, stretch your rod. The rod is the word of God. The rod symbolizes the power of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. Moses, now stretch your rod towards the Red Sea as you are moving towards the Red Sea. If you don't stretch that rod, God will not do the next thing. You got to understand who he is. So Moses struck the rock, and God did the next thing, opened the Red Sea for them to pass on dry land. And so they passed through on dry land. It was a miracle. A preacher once said that God is the first civil engineer. God is the first doctor. When he opened Adam and brought the rib out, he performed the first surgical operation in the Garden of Eden. When he opened Adam and he brought out the rib and then made the wound. God is the first doctor, is the first surgeon. He opened Adam and brought out the rib that formed Eve. And now God is the first civil engineer to construct a bridge to the Red Sea, constructed a road to the Red Sea, makes a way where there is no way. He made a way where there is no way. He makes a way where there is no way. Constructed the first road across the Red Sea. Welcome, hope it's a favor. God bless you all. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. God bless you all for coming. In the name of Jesus. First road across the Red Sea has been constructed. Who is going to pass? Those who have the covenant of the blood. The blood that was shed in Egypt. Every family slaughtered a ram, symbolizing Jesus Christ, the ram that will be offered. That blood was put on the doorpost and on the lintel. The covenant has been made. We are the covenanted people of the Almighty God. We carry covenant of the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ is speaking for them. The blood of Jesus Christ has gone before. And so they passed through on dry land. The Egyptians came running with Pharaoh. They wanted also to enjoy the same privilege. God said, no, you people stop. Moses and the Israelites, they are a covenanted people. They carry a covenant, the blood on the doorpost and the blood on the lintel, symbolizing the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood is still flowing today. That blood is still there today if it will come under the blood of Jesus. You gotta stay right under the blood. We gotta stay right under the blood. You gotta stay right under the blood. You gotta stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. You gotta stay right under the blood. Where the devil can't do you no harm, you got to stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm, the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord, the blood attacks the enemy. The blood speaks better things than the blood of it. That blood was the cover for the people of God. If you don't have the blood of Jesus Christ in your life, you better see Jesus right now and let him come into your life as your personal Lord and Savior so that the blood of Jesus Christ can speak better things. You overcame the devil by the blood of the Lord and by the word of your testimony. Egyptians and Pharaoh's army, they wanted to cross the same Red Sea. God said, stop. You don't have a covenant. You don't have the pass. You don't have your visa. You don't have your passport. The blood on the doorpost and the blood on the lintel was the covenant blood on the Israelites. That blood is speaking for them. That is why they enjoy the privilege of fasting. Rhonda, you are welcome. God bless you through the Red Sea on dry land. But you Egyptians, you have no covenant. You have no contract. You have no relationship with God Almighty. The blood of Jesus is not speaking for you. You don't have the blood on your doorpost. You don't have the blood on your lintel. You don't have the blood on your life. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When the spirit of death saw the blood, he passed over the Israelites. Oh yes, he can't attack them because the blood taking better things into his life. They are marching for the land of promise, flowing with milk and honey. And so Pharaoh and his army were perished. They perished in the Red Sea because they have no covenant with God. You don't have a relationship with God. Jesus, you are dumb. You need to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, so that the blood of Jesus that speaks salvation, healing, deliverance, blessing, protection into your life. They go to Kadesh Barnea. When they go to Kadesh Barnea, it's a beautiful mountain, and the environment was good, and so they pitched their tent at Kadesh Barnea. And they told Moses, Moses, we don't have to worry about going into the land of promise. We are all right here. We are going to remain here in Kadesh Barnea. Moses said, no. God did not say we are coming to Kadesh Barnea. God said we are going into the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey. How come you want to stop here in Kadesh Barnea? You're only halfway through. We need to move on. We need to march on. Oh, yes. It's about moving on. And so they were on that mountain, Kadesh Barnea, for a period of time until God spoke again. Moses said if he was to move forward, he had to move from Kadesh Barnea and continue the journey into the land of God, did he ask me to stop at Kadesh Barnea? I'm not going to stop halfway. We need to march on to the land of victory, to the land of promise. We need to move on. Oh, yes. The church is marching on. The gates of hell shall never be able to prevail. We are the church of Jesus Christ, the church of today. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And Christ dwell in you. We are moving on. The church is marching on. Everyone is marching on. Spiritually, physically, financially, materially, maritally, educationally, in every way, we are marching on in the name of Jesus Christ. Stagnation is not of God. God did not create you to be stagnant. Stagnant water. Scientists will tell you about stagnant water. When water is stagnant, mosquitoes and insects and, you know, all kinds of bacteria, that water is considered unclean because the water is stagnant. Now, when the water is flowing, the river is flowing, the water is flowing, presented is stagnant. Stagnant water can never be good water. Anything stagnant cannot be something good. It's about movement. God is moved. The Spirit of God is moved. When Jesus was on earth, he was either moving to go and preach or pray or minister to people, or he was coming back from doing that. It's about moving. It's about moving. Oh, yes. Today, I prophesy to everyone that is listening to this message that you will never be stagnant spiritually, physically, financially. You shall never be stagnant. In every area of your life, there shall be no stagnation. You must move forward. You must march on to the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey. Oh, yes, you must move forward in the name of Jesus. We reject the spirit of stagnation. The spirit of staying in one spot. The spirit of stopping at Kadesh Barnea. The spirit of backsliding. The spirit of going back to Egypt. We reject that spirit. The spirit of going back in life. We reject that spirit. In the name of Jesus, we receive the spirit of God, the spirit of Jesus, the spirit of the Holy Ghost, the spirit of marching forward, moving forward to new heights and new levels. In the name of Jesus, we receive that anointing. Hey, rebel fire. Lord, we receive your anointing, oh God. We receive your anointing today. God, we receive your anointing. Yeah, the anointing of marching forward and moving forward. The anointing of moving forward and marching forward. The anointing of grace and mercy and favor. We release that anointing upon everyone on this program today. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we receive that anointing. We receive it, we receive it, we receive it. God has anointed us to move forward. We are the Joshua of today. We are the Joshua of today. Wherever the souls of our feet are trod, God has given to us. Yes. We are not going backward. We are going forward. In the name of Jesus, we are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, wherever the soles of our feet are trod, God has given to us. In the name of Jesus, great power. Thank you, Lord. We receive your anointing, your spirit, your power, your grace to move forward in every area of our life. Family life, in our business life, in our job, in our ministry, in the church. We receive your anointing, your spirit, your power to move forward. We move forward. We move forward. We march forward. In the name of Jesus, we are not going back. In the name of Jesus, we are going forward. Every obstacle, every hindrance, every obstruction of the way, be thou removed. In the name of Jesus, we break through and we break forth. And we possess our possession. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We enter and we take over. We occupy the Jesus we come. Yes, in the Lord and its fullness thereof. In the name of Jesus. Our enemies are marching backward. In the name of Jesus. Our enemies are going backward. In the name of Jesus. Our enemies are going down. They are not going upward. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Rebusai. We are marching forward. Hey, Rebusana. Yanda ya blagada. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Abasanda. Arabasanda. Hey, Rebusende. Oh, Abasanda. Thank you, God, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Thank you, God, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Thank you, God, for supplying all our need according to your riches in glory. The Lord supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. He has given his angels charge over Jehovah Jireh. For me, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. My provider is greatly sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider is greatly sufficient for me. My God and supplier of my need, according to his riches in glory. He has given it angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, is great and sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, is greatly sufficient for me. My God, a supplier of my need, according to his riches in glory, he has given his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Hallelujah.
Joshua and his army, God gave Joshua instruction. In the book of Joshua, chapter 6, Joshua was sitting by the walls of Jericho, thinking how he would be able to go into Jericho and take over Jericho. While he was sitting there, God came down and began to speak to him, Joshua, what you must do? Joshua, you and your men, you're going to march around the walls of Jericho. These days, you're going to march around the walls of Jericho. These days, on the seventh day, you're going to march around the wall of Jericho. Seven times. On the seventh day, you're going to march around the walls of Jericho seven times. And on the seventh time, you're going to shout the shouts of victory. And they began to march around the walls of Jericho. First day, they marched around the walls of Jericho. Second day, they marched around the walls of Jericho. The third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day, Joshua and his men march round the walls of Jericho. And on the seventh day came, Joshua and his men once again march round the walls of Jericho seven times. They started blowing the trumpet, shouting the shouts of victory. And as they were praising God and shouting the shout of victory, power of God hid the walls of Jericho, and the wall tumbled out there. Joshua and his men entered Jericho and conquered the city and took it over. See, there is something about the march of victory. There was a march of victory. They marched round it. That march, you know, wherever the soles of your feet are trod, God has already given to you. So as they were marching around, they were taking over in the realm of the spirit. March round it each day. On the seventh day, march round it seven times. And the war, something about march of victory, march of breakthrough, march into the land of promise, march. From the days of John the Baptist and now, the kingdom of God shall revive, and the violent takes it by force. Yes, we need to take the kingdom by force. We need to march into the land of promise. We need to march. And as we march on to victory, we march on to new heights, we march on to the new level. Thy kingdom, thy kingdom, thy gates of hell shall never prevail. Thy touch is my sinner. Our touch is my sinner. Your touch is my sinner. God is of hell. I never prevail. Thy touch is my sinner. Our touch is my sinner. Thy touch is my sinner. Thy gift of hell shall never free me. Thy church is my kingdom. Our church is my kingdom. Thy church is my kingdom. Thy gift of hell shall never free me. Thy church. Tatimashina. Yeah, that's what the word of God says. Moses, tell the people to march forth. God wants us to march forth. That's what it's about. Yes. Thank you, Steve. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining this service. Peter loves you. Felix and I, we love you all too. And we say, God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Tomorrow, Saturday, we have a session by 5 to 6 p.m. You can join us 5 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. And I know God will do good. God and I, marching through the land, delivering your son, getting in your everlasting God, the garment in your God and I, marching through the land, delivering your son, getting in your heart, everlasting God, planet in your in the army, I'm very bad.
Thank you. Glory.